Oh, come on. You've been, football games, they get the music cranking when they're about to begin. You know, they get you pumped up. Why can't we get ourselves pumped up too? Amen?
Amen.
If you have your Bibles this morning, and if you're visiting with us today, we just want to say welcome to Victory Christian Fellowship. I'm Pastor Doug. This is my lovely wife, Pastor Fiona. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And if this is your first time, we have a special gift for you that someone will get to you at the end of the service. But thanks for being with us. If you turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Oh, we had a great time kicking off April last week. Tell you what, God is here again today. And I just have this expectation on the inside of me that is almost uncontainable. I am excited about the things of God. Oh, hallelujah. God is so good. And I just pray that I can get through what I need to get through today so that God can do his thing. Amen. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing," or "be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." So you're supposed to pray with supplication, with thanksgiving, and you're supposed to pray to God, all right? What's going to happen when you do? "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." And in order to keep the peace, he says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are pure, just, good report, lovely, if there be any praise, think on these things." So when you pray to God because you're dealing with an issue, you're facing a problem, a difficulty, a trial, you've got a big need, all right? So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to turn your heart to God. And you're supposed to pray to God with thanksgiving. Why? Because he already has the answer that you need. So when you ask him for it, you thank him for it because he gives it to you right away. And when you do that, there is a peace that comes from God. It bypasses your mind, and it's able to keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. It sets up a garrison, and it it's like a force field against worry, fear, anxiety. When this peace comes in, it keeps you steady. It keeps you focused. It keeps you strong. It keeps you connected to God. It's passes understanding. You may not even understand it. You may not even know how it works. You may not even know how you got it. But all of a sudden, this peace comes in and you are kept. It's like being the eye in the hurricane. I've heard it said that in the eye of the hurricane is the calmest place of the hurricane. Whirling winds can be whipping around you, but you can be in the eye of the storm, which is the calm place. Amen. Or God will just take you above the storm. I remember one time, one of my friends, he had a plane, and he invited me and another one of our friends to go on. He was installing lasers in doctor's office, and so we went with him. And he went there, he did his thing, then we had lunch. And we were on our way home, and a storm came up. Now, this is one of these, like, 3-4-seater planes, okay? Now, he was not instrument rated, which means he can't fly in a storm. And I'm telling you, we saw those black clouds rolling in, you know, the thunder and the lightning. We had to fly around that storm. And just as we got around it and landed, the rain fell. Believe me. You know how to pray when you're in a plane with a pilot who's not instrument rated and you're facing a storm. God set us free. And I never did go flying with him again. Because he had another incident that I won't mention, but it wasn't good. So this peace that we're talking about, the peace that passes understanding, it is a total well-being. All right? It affects your whole being, your spirit, your soul, and your body. And this peace is powerful. Okay? This peace follows a right relationship with God that is made possible through Jesus Christ. Amen? Because after all, if you're going to talk with God, you should have a relationship with Him, right? So anybody that has a relationship with God, you can qualify for this peace. Aren't you glad you don't have to take a test to qualify for the peace? It's not like a driver's test where you got to qualify to get a license. You have a license to receive peace that passes understanding. And isn't it better for the time that we're living in that we need God's peace? This peace results in friendly relationship with others. You know, when you're around someone that's not agitated, you're less likely to be agitated. But when you're around someone that's agitated and frustrated, then guess what? When you're getting around them, you know, that agitation might get on you. You ever walk into a room and say, okay, what's been happening in this room? I can cut the air with a knife. It's so thick. This peace can be expressed as sitting down in your heart and not running around in your mind. This peace protects you from all the negative thoughts that can come, that can bombard your mind. This peace actually like sets up a fortress or a garrison. This peace is a gift of God. I don't know about you, but I like to receive gifts. And all this gift came for was through prayer. When you pray to God, He said, have no anxiety. You know what? It's so easy for anxiety to come to your heart. You're anxious about, am I going to get fired? Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to pay this bill? Am I going to be able to find my future? There's a lot of things that can cause anxiety, but God's peace is the antidote to anxiety. And this peace, which comes from God, it's far better than any human cleverness or devices because it passes understanding. So man can't come up with this peace. You can't go to the greatest spa to get this peace. But God's peace is beyond all human comprehension. Now, I want to go a little bit further, and I want you to turn to the book of Romans. And there's one thing, in Romans chapter 5, this peace, it comes to us when we commit our lives to God. You know, there are a lot of Christians that aren't experiencing the peace because they're not really fully committed. Did you know that the Bible said that when the word goes forth, the enemy comes immediately to steal it from your heart? Now, if the word wasn't important, why would someone go through the trouble of trying to steal it? Mm-mm-mm. And along with that, He said the cares of this world, when they come in, they actually choke the word and make it unproductive. But peace is like one of those invisible dog things, you know, those things you put in the yard, and they got a special collar that has a receiver, and if the dog goes beyond a certain point, you know, that peace will zap, it's like a bug zapper, and you got an anxiety bug that comes near, it goes bzzz. You got a worry bug, it comes near, bzzz. The peace can zap out the anxiety. But I want you to look at Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How many are justified? Woo! That means I've been acquitted. I've been declared righteous. I've been given right standing with God. To be justified means just as if I've never sinned. That means that you were a sinner, but God gave you a full pardon and your record has been wiped clean. Glory to God. Pardons are possible, aren't they? The president can give pardons, governors can give pardons, but you know what? Jesus Christ gave the ultimate pardon. He pardoned our sin. He sent us Jesus Christ. He laid our sin upon him so that we could have his peace, his righteousness, his holiness. See, well, Pastor, why are you getting so excited about peace? Because with peace comes joy. Peace and joy work together. Hallelujah. I'm at peace today. I'm at peace with God. See, when you have peace with God, let me tell you something. God becomes accessible. God becomes approachable. You have an assurance that you're a child of God. You can approach God's throne. Not everybody can go to the White House and talk with the president in the Oval Office. But every believer who puts their faith in Christ, you can go to the highest throne in the land called the throne of God, the throne of grace, and you can come before his throne. You can talk with the King of Kings, the one who created the universe. You can have a discussion with your Father God, and you can talk about things, and you can listen to him, and he'll show you things, and you can approach his throne because we have peace with God. Woo! I'm telling you. Therefore, you better see what that's there for. Being, didn't say was. Didn't say is going to be, but being. That means now and however long you want to carry it out. Being justified by faith, or through faith, by faith, we have peace with God. I want to talk to you today about this peace that we have with God. Because before you met Jesus Christ, you didn't have peace. Matter of fact, before you came to Jesus Christ, you were hostile toward God. The things of God were uncomfortable to you. You know, have you ever been in a place where you feel awkward? Where you feel uncomfortable? I was in a place like that once. This lady who graduated the college I went to, she invited me to her graduation party. Another friend and I, we went. We got there early. And her family, whom I had never met, they said, "Oh, you're Doug." I was like, "Yeah?" Said, "Oh, they've been talking about me." Apparently, this person thought that she was going to marry me. Unbeknownst to me, I'm talking about feeling awkward in a place. There wasn't peace in my heart. There was anxiety in my heart. It's like, wait a minute, you know me and I've never met you. What's going on here? But I'm talking about there is a peace that we have with God because we've been justified. We've been made righteous. You've been tried and you've been found not guilty and you can't be tried again. You can't. The devil cannot use double jeopardy against you. Hallelujah. You've been acquitted. You've not only been acquitted, you've been pardoned. You have been given the nature of Jesus Christ by faith in him. Faith releases the peace. Faith releases the justification. Faith releases the righteousness. man, this peace stuff is good. It's more than just saying, peace, brother, peace. I'm talking about the peace that comes from God, that only God can bring, that only God can. Let me tell you something. If this peace comes from God, that means the world can't take it away because the world didn't give it to you. This peace comes from having a right relationship with God. You know, you can have a right relationship with someone or a wrong relationship. If you never communicate with someone you're supposed to be in relationship with, it's not much of a relationship. Relationship is not based on ESP. What am I doing? I'm relating. No, you're not. That's not how you relate. You communicate. You listen. You exchange. You give. You receive. That's communication. You can't have a relationship without communicating. And if you're not communicating with God, if you're not walking with God, you're not going to experience the peace that He has for you. It is based on a vibrant, active, living relationship with the Lord. That means you are actively learning about Him. You're actively reading your family tree to find out where you came from and where you're going to go. You're actively looking for what God likes and what He doesn't like. You're actively listening to find out what His will is. That's what it means to have a relationship with God. A relationship with God does not occur once a week. It occurs every day. Husbands, how would you like to just talk with your wives once a week? Oh, yeah, my wife and I, we're going to have our weekly meeting. What do you do the rest of the time? Getting in trouble. Well, I'm just not a communicator. You better change that. You better pray and ask God to help you communicate. I just can't do that. Yes, you can. But see, this justification, look at verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace. You know, your faith is your access card. Your faith is how you get things from God. It's how you exchange. Faith is your medium of exchange that you use to get what God wants you to have. It doesn't cost you dollars, but it costs you faith. And faith can be replenished because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So the more Word you have hearing and doing, the more access you have to God. The less Word that you're hearing and doing, the less access you have with God. Oh, you mean I can increase or decrease my access? Yes. Those who hear and don't do are foolish. They don't have access to God, although they could. If someone is hearing and not doing, what can they change to have access with God? Start doing it. Well, that's too simple. Exactly. It's not complex. We limit our access with God. Therefore, if we limit our access with God, we limit the peace that He wants to give us. And then it goes on to say, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations. What? I glory in tribulations. See, when you have peace with God, there's no trouble that you can face that He can't get you through. Therefore, every tribulation that comes is an opportunity for God to show Himself strong. Therefore, I'm not glorying in the tribulation, but I'm glorying in God who's going to get me through it. I have such peace with God. I am so comfortable being around the things of God. I'm so comfortable. See, when you're comfortable in a place, you can be yourself. You don't have to put on a mask. You don't have to try to put on a facade. You can just be yourself. When you're comfortable, you can relax. God just wants you to relax in His presence. He wants you to be comfortable raising your hands. And you got to do that with having peace with God. And really, it's up to us to access the peace because he's already given it. What more does Jesus have to do? He's not going to come out of heaven again. You know, we're going to call Jesus out of retirement. And we're going to have him die on the cross again. Why? Wasn't dying on the cross good enough the first time? The Bible says it was good enough for the whole world. The Bible says he died once and for all for the sin of the whole world. He doesn't have to do it again. Jesus did everything that he needed to do so that you and I could have peace with God. Now you got to start walking in the peace. You got to start living in the peace. You got to start believing that you've got the peace with God. It'll change your life. What happened when Adam disobeyed God? You know, Adam used to walk with God in the cool of the day. Hey, God, how's it going, man? Real good, Adam. You know what? Those animals that you named, those are some of the most unique names, but that's pretty awesome. He allowed Adam to name the animals. If you wonder why the animals are named like they are, you can talk to Adam when you get to heaven. Say, what were you thinking, man? A platypus? But before Adam fell, God would come and walk with him in the cool of the day, and they would walk and talk together. They would spend time with each other. But then sin came in. God told Adam, don't eat of this fruit or you're going to die. Adam was right there when Eve turned and gave him the fruit. But now something changed in Adam. When God came in the cool of the day, he wasn't walking with God anymore. He was hiding from God. Did God move? No, Adam's disobedience brought separation from God. And it was a separation that he could not recover from himself. God needed to send a second Adam who put on flesh but was really just like God. He is God. He put on flesh to be on this earth so that he could redeem us from the inside out. God sent an inside man to come in and to overt the plans of the enemy. Up until Jesus dying on the cross, men could communicate to God, but there was still a separation. All right? But when Jesus came, he brought justification. He said that, okay, I'm doing away with the separation and I'm bringing unity. I'm bringing the two together. Hallelujah. I'm bringing the two natures into one nature. I'm taking your punishment. I'm taking your pain. You know, Isaiah 53:5 says, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. He was beaten so that you and I could have peace. So if he was beaten to give us peace, why do we treat it lightly? Why do we neglect it? Why did he have to be beaten? He had to be beaten because we missed it. And every one of us would have done what Adam did because we've done what Adam did. We have done things wrong, knowing that they're wrong. We all would have done it because we did it. We all fell short, but thank God for the grace of God, he sent his son Jesus to take our pain, take our punishment, and in exchange, we get his peace, we get his righteousness, we get his nature. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. So what that means now is we can live joyfully and triumph in troubles. See, trouble is just an opportunity to triumph. What is a testimony without a test? It's just a moaning. You're just making a lot of noise. You're moaning. But when you get a test, then you got a testimony. Now you're making some noise about how God delivered you, about what God did to get you through, about what God brought you through. this peace, notice after verse 4, it says, knowing that tribulation works patience, patience experience, experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed. This all has to do with the peace of God. Listen, God is not the one who brings shame, guilt, and condemnation. Those aren't witnesses that he will ever call to the stand. The only witnesses that God uses is the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. Those are the only witnesses that he's ever going to call to testify on your behalf. The devil uses guilt, shame, and condemnation. Why? To keep you separated from God. See, if he can cause you to be mindful of your sins, he can separate you from the life of God. It's about having a sin consciousness. I'm no good. I'm terrible. I'm a worm. I can't do this. I can't do that. Bah humbug! That's not what God says about you. You got to get out of that sin consciousness, and you got to be God conscious. You got to be spirit minded. You got to lift up your eyes, because that's where your help comes from. And in order to do that, you got to have peace with God. In order to have peace with God, you just simply need to accept Jesus as your Savior, and you need to walk with him, fellowship with him. You can walk with God now again in the cool of the day, just like Adam did, because of what Christ has done. Christ has totally and completely restored the separation that existed before you came to Jesus Christ. And now you have access to God. You have access to his power, to his wisdom. You know, why did Philippians say, think on these things? Because if you're thinking on anything but those things, you can lose the peace. Because the Bible says in Isaiah 26, he said, he'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. When your focus gets off the Lord, what are you looking at? You're either looking at yourself, someone else, or your circumstance. And looking to your circumstance, you're not going to find any answer. If that were true, our circumstances would be getting better. News would be getting better. But how many know that news isn't getting better? So guess what? Circumstances can't bring you peace. People can't bring you peace. We all could raise our hands and say, there has been someone in my life that has let me down. So people aren't a good source of peace, because they might be there or they might not. But there is one steady, steadfast, immovable factor called the peace of God. And you can have that peace, and you can walk in that peace, and that peace will give you a solution for your troubles, all right? It'll help you. It's the peace of God that comes from a relationship. See, character produces joyful and confident hope. And the hope never puts you to shame. Because God's love has been poured out in your heart through the Holy Spirit. God showed his love for us by dying for us. What more can he do to say, I love you? We got to receive from his love. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 48. Wow, that's just the first verse. Isaiah 48. Look at verse 17. Well, let's go back up to verse 16. Come near unto me. When God says come, what should you do? but I don't want to. Okay. Then you're always going to be in want. Why does God say come? Because he's got something for you. And as an act of faith, you have to come and receive what he has for you. Listen, if God wanted to make us all puppets, he could have, but he didn't. He gave us each with our own will. And he gives us a choice. Every day, when you wake up, you have a choice. Choose whom this day you're going to serve. I've set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. I would that you choose life. But so many times we don't choose life. We choose death. Oh, I'm just going to hold on to this. I'm going to work it out myself. Yeah, how's that working out for you so far? Let me go on. Come near to me. Hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord God and his Spirit has sent me. Verse 17, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. There's no other Redeemer other than the Lord. There's no other way to the Father other than through Jesus Christ. There's no other religion that you can get through God other than having a relationship with Jesus Christ. I am the Lord God, which teaches you to profit. How many want a profit in life? Well, you're going to have to learn from God. Is there anybody that knows how to profit more than God? He wants to teach you how to profit. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Which leads you by the way that you should go. Everybody say should. Whether or not you go the way you should go is not up to God. It's up to you. He'll show you the way you should go, but you got to go in it. You got to respond. Verse 18. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. Then had your peace been like a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. When you think of a river, you think of life. You think of movement. You think of richness. You think of fertility. Amen. Farms planted by the river always have a good crop because they get nutrients from the river. When you're like a tree that's planted by the river of God, your leaf will not wither. Whatever you do will prosper. You'll increase. You can have peace like a river. A constant movement of God's peace. Wave after wave. Sometimes the peace might be deep. Sometimes it might be just a little. Sometimes it might be a waterfall. When you're in the darkest hour of your time, it could be like a waterfall just coming on you. Just get in the boat. Your peace would have been like a river. And your righteousness as the waves of the sea. Do waves ever stop coming to the shore? So when you think of peace like a river and like waves, it's constant. And the darker the moment, the greater and the brighter the peace. You know, Paul and Silas, they had gotten a demon-possessed girl set free in Acts 16 in Philippians. Isn't it interesting how God inspired Paul to write about the peace that passes understanding, and he was in a situation in Philippi where this girl was following him. And at first, you know, he didn't do anything about it, but she kept saying, these men are the Most High God. They're servants of God. She was saying the right thing, but she was motivated by the wrong source. And finally, agitated in his heart, he turned and spoke to the devil and said, command you to come out of her. And the spirit of divination that was in this woman came out. But she had a 1-900 psychic line. And the people who owned that line were making a lot of money. People were calling in the psychic line. And so now the apostles interrupted their income. See, when you mess with the world's money, the world gets angry. Anyway, so they put Paul and Silas in jail. Not only did they put them in jail, but they beat them. And they didn't just put him in a nice prison cell. They put him in the darkest dungeon of the prison. No lights. I'm sure that there wasn't any sanitation. I'm sure it didn't feel good. Not alone did it smell good. And they had their feet in chains. But at midnight, something came over Paul and Silas. It was something that came on them that they couldn't understand. And Paul went to Silas. He said, "Do you feel that, Silas?" He said, "Yeah, Paul, I feel that." And you know what they started to do? They started to sing praise to God. At midnight, when a lot of believers are sleeping, they had just been beaten. They had been thrown in prison because they got a woman set free. Notice the peace didn't cause them to complain. See, if you're walking in peace, you're not going to complain. Because peace and complaining is like oil and water. It can't work. You will negate your peace if you're complaining. Maybe that's why you don't have peace. Hello. I wish I could have that kind of peace. Well, quit complaining. Quit mumbling. Quit murmuring. And all of a sudden, this peace came on them. You got to get the picture. They're chained. It's midnight. They can't see each other. It smells. But yet a peace that passes understanding. It came on them. It began to put their mind and their heart like a laser beam on Christ. And they began to sing praises. And all of a sudden, that peace that came on them turned into a power. And as they began to praise God, they said, "That's it, boys. God's up in heaven, man." He's like, "Come on now, Paul. Sing it, Silas. Woo, let's go." He started stomping his feet. You don't think God stomps his feet? Who invented music? Who invented dance? The world did not invent dance. Listen, the Spirit of God got a hold of David one day, and he started to jump and spin about wildly. He put Mikhail Baryshnikov to shame or whatever. But see, the peace came in, and they began to think on whatever things are good, lovely, just, of good report. If there be any praise. See, if you want to really praise God, you got to walk in the peace that Christ has given you with God. See, because that will produce a praise. A praise can be in any situation, and it's your praise that will turn that situation around. God got to stomping his feet, and all of a sudden they had a jailhouse rock. The whole jail shook. The whole jail. You can read it, Acts 16. I don't have time to go there. And as the jail shook, not only did their chains fall off and their prison open, but every prisoner in the jail who heard them, everybody say, "Heard them." See, when you're walking in the peace of God, it's not a silent thing. It's an expressive thing. Because the peace is full of life and joy. "I have the peace of God." No, "I have the peace of God." And the jailer rushed in. Philippi. This is where he wrote Philippians 4. I'm not saying he wrote it there, but he was in Philippi. He started a church in Philippi, and he's writing this verse, and he had this experience in Philippi. The jailer came in with the torch, thought everybody escaped. I don't know how Paul knew, but he said, "No one's left." Sometimes you might be in a hellish situation and you need the power of God to get you out of that hellish situation. You need the power of God to praise the hell out. And I'm not cussing. I'm telling you. If you're living according to the world's standards, you're living in hellish situation. The world is contrary to God. You read Ephesians, they're hostile to God. Children of disobedience, in darkness. Who runs the world? The prince of the power of the air. But Paul said, we're okay. No one's left. Let's go to Acts 16 for a minute. This is the kind of peace I'm talking about. Look at verse 29. Paul said, you know, do yourself no harm. We are all here. Verse 29, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out. Oh, when the peace comes in, you have an opportunity to come out. And said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? You know, when you're walking in the peace of God, you don't even have to have an altar call. They'll come running. Next time, when you go to your Resurrection Day celebration and you're hanging around with your in-laws and your outlaws, go with the peace of God and see if that peace doesn't make a difference in the atmosphere. Listen, let the sinner sin because that's what they do. You just go in with the peace of God and you go in with the love of God and you just let God flow from you. All right? Don't criticize. Don't condemn. Just love. Listen, anybody that's in turmoil needs peace, right? Who's going to bring the peace? The one who has the peace, all right? You might be the only one that has the peace in your family. Bring it. Show up with the peace. We can walk with the peace, right? Okay? And they spoke to him the word of the Lord. No one's going to get saved without hearing the word. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved and your house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. So not only did this jailer, he was scared because of what happened. See, when the peace of God comes in, it'll shake things up. Well, I thought I'm supposed to be a peacekeeper. No, you're a peacemaker. That means when you bring the peace in, the devil can't have a piece of that of where you are. Because every time Jesus walked into a place, the devil went, ah, are you here to torment us? Hold your peace, get out of him, okay? When he walked in, the Prince of Peace, when he walked in, it drove devils crazy. Some of you need a good shaking up. Some of you are in a prison and you need the peace of God to come in and shake it up. Yeah. It's time to come alive. It's time to start taking the things of God seriously. Quit playing around with it. This is no joke. This is about life and death. What kind of heritage are you going to leave your family if you don't leave them a heritage of faith? Listen. Abraham walked with God. He taught his son how to, and his son taught his son, and it was established for three generations, and now they're known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Parents, you need to train your kids, but then you need to be an example. You can't just tell them what to do and not do the right thing. Sorry, that's a hypocrite. If you're going to tell them the right thing, you do the right thing. Otherwise, your words don't mean anything. There's lots of times that I have to apologize to Gabriel because I react out of the flesh and I do stupid things. And I go to him and I say, son, I'm sorry, that was wrong. Would you please forgive me? I do that often because I make mistakes. But you know what? He's going to learn compassion. He's going to learn forgiveness. And it opens a door of communication between him and I. When you mess up, just admit it, make it right, and go on. Amen? And I'm probably going to, you know what? This church isn't the perfect church. The only perfect church is in heaven. So if you want the perfect church, I'm not not the perfect pastor. I'm a human being. Just like you. So the best thing that we can do is just make allowances for one another, all right? How about if we do that? You pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we'll let God sort it all out. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 33. He took them the same hour of the night. You know what? The Lord may want you to wake up at midnight and pray for someone. Are you willing to do it? Well, I'm not a night person. Well, what if the Lord wants you to be a night person? I mean, sometimes opportunities come up that you got to act now. You know, they were in chains in a prison. He brought them into his house. Verse 34. He set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Why did he rejoice? Because he had experienced the peace of God. See, the peace that came on Paul and Silas was transferred to the jailer, the warden, the prison keeper. And now he was able to rejoice because now he had peace with God because he heard the word and believed it. So God wants to use you to bring peace to others. But if you're not walking into peace, what do you got to give? If there's a disruption between you and God, if there's a short circuit somewhere, you got to change something. And rejoice, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, they had a prayer meeting pretty much all night, I would imagine. You've been justified, and now you have peace with God. And that peace gives you access. It causes you to be able to approach God. Amen? I want the Schmidt family, to come up. I want you guys to come up. I just want to pray for your family. If that's all right? Paul's two uncles had just left this earth a couple days ago. Two uncles, one family. Amen? And we just want to pray for this family because I believe God's got some peace for you. And you're going to go and bring peace to the others. He's made you a minister of his peace. Father, right now, if I could have some guys, come on up and help, please. Hallelujah. Just stretch forth your hands. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your peace right now, your peace and your comfort. Lord, just give this family wisdom and strength to work together and to glorify you. And Lord, let your peace just rule and reign. Let your peace, Father, just come upon them. Father, let your peace come upon Melissa in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your peace come upon Stephen right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, let your peace come upon Emily right now, Father. And Lord, let your peace be with Paul and Nate right now, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for strength. We thank you for vision. We thank you, Lord, for getting them through this in the name of Jesus. Lord, causing you to shine through them in Jesus' name. Lord, we just anoint them with fresh oil right now. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you comfort every other family member. And Lord, you use this as an opportunity, Father, to glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe something happened between you and the peace of God. Maybe you feel like you're without peace. You're without an answer. You're without a solution. God's got peace for you today. It's a peace that passes understanding. It's a peace that'll keep your heart and your mind in Christ. See, the problem is when we don't have our heart and our mind in agreement with God, that's when we have trouble. That's when we miss it. When we're so focused on our head and not our heart, it's just a little adjustment that we have to make. Maybe you're here today and you just need the peace of God to touch you. I want to invite you up right now and I want to pray for you. I think that there is a power here to impart peace to you in Jesus' name. Don't leave here today without letting the peace of God touch you and keep you. Amen? Come on now. I want you to respond to the call. Don't sit there and say, I wish I woulda, I shoulda. No, you do it right now. You come right now in Jesus' name. Father, I just give you thanks and praise for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to strengthen every person right now and to release them to come and respond to your goodness and your grace in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for the peace that's in this house today in the name of Jesus. Peace that doesn't come from the world. It comes from God. It's a supernatural peace. It's a free peace. It's a gift of peace. Hallelujah. You're going to leave here today with the peace of God and the power of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We just need to praise a bit. I want you to, if you can stand up, stand up. If you don't want to stand up, you can sit down. Those of you that can stand, stand right now, Father. We come before you and we give you thanks and praise. We call upon the Prince of Peace. Lord, we ask you to release peace to these people right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to restore unto them the joy of their salvation. Lord, we ask you to comfort their hearts and keep them steady, keep them focused in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He's going to give you peace like a river, peace like you've never known before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. You are a recipient of peace. As you receive this peace, I want you to walk in it. In the name of Jesus, you're going to rise to a different level right now in Jesus' name. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for your peace to burn like a fire inside in Jesus' name. Let follow the way of peace. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your peace that passes understanding. Right now, Father, to keep him. Oh, Rabasiti Elama, keep him whole. Oh, strengthen him right now, Father, with your peace. In the name of Jesus, revelation, insight, and understanding. Oh, Rabbi, I speak peace to every organ of this body in the name of Jesus. Peace to you, pancreas. Peace to you, body. Peace to you, every system. In the name of Jesus, peace. I release the peace of God. Father, let peace be in his home in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For peace in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you right now, Lord, to enter in. Enter in, Lord. And begin to remove the walls and the barriers in the name of Jesus. And begin to bring things higher, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, let your power just come in, Father, and refresh her. Make her strength renewed, Father, right now. Your precious anointing, Lord. Have your way in her, oh God. Oh, have your way, Father. Have your way. Have your way, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Peace that makes whole, Father, right now. Peace. 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 Oh, Lord, I thank you. for a renewal. A renewal in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. Right now, let the burden be broken. Oh, Rabasiyalamama, do a work on the inside, Lord God. Oh, help her to identify. Help her to identify, Father. In the name of Jesus, we release that anointing, Father. That brings strength in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabakasandarabak
Jesus' name. Oh, eliminate anything that is not true, just, lovely, or good report in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you right now, Father, that he's cleansed and made whole in Jesus' name.
Oh, I thank you, Father, right now for your peace. We release peace, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, the peace with God, the secure, knowing, confident trust in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father, right now for your mighty peace. Oh, Rabasiti ala mama baba rabakasata. Oh, Rabasiti ala mama mama. Oh, Rabasiti ala mama mama rabakasata la mama. Shia rabakasanda la mama. Hear the voice of peace in your heart right now in the name of Jesus. Let that voice speak. Let that voice see in Jesus' name. Oh, we release, Father, your peace. Hallelujah. Let it like a river and like a sea, Lord. Let it come upon him right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, strengthen her with peace. 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 I thank you, Lord, that he is at rest within. In the name of Jesus, he is confident. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that he knows, that he knows, that he knows right now. Trouble might be all around, Father, but he has peace in the midst. Yes, Father, direction, clarity of vision. Now, is there anybody else you need prayer? Prayer is not a bad thing, it's a good thing. Hallelujah. You know, you are not a beggar. You are a believer. So, Father, receive right now what the Lord has for you. We release it, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, I thank you, Father, right now. Lord, that he sees himself as a victor, not a victim. Oh, as a receiver. Father, not a beggar in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, right now that he is a son of God. He is the apple of your eye, Father. He is strong and mighty in the name of Jesus. I give you thanks and praise right now. Oh, Father, for a clear, clear picture. A clear picture in his mind. I thank you, Father. Oh, for the grace and the peace that is multiplied to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabasiti Rabaroso Torobocas. Oh, Rasiti Rababa. Barasoto Rocasiti Rakasanda. Oh, Rakasanda Rabacasanda. Shotorobocasiti Alamama. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabacasanda. Father, I thank you that your thoughts are her thoughts. Your words are her words. in the name of Jesus. Your victory is her victory.
If your household is not in peace, you need to be up here.
Yes.
If there's any, you know, if your house isn't saved, if things aren't going right and there's trouble, get up here. This isn't a pride issue. This is a take it back with you issue. Amen? So I want you to come up here for prayer. This is about peace that passes understanding. So you don't have to understand how to answer all your questions, but you need to get up here. Amen?
See, when you respond,
thank you, Lord,
to God's invitation, it is a special impartation that he does with his power. You say, well, what happens? I don't know. God just does it. It's not about me. It's about him. Oh, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we set things at peace right now in her family, Father. Let her family follow the Philippian jailer's family in Jesus' name. Lord, let them be hungry and thirsty for righteousness, Father. We call them in right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. They're coming in. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father. Strengthen her, Father, with might in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, that you bring her in line upon line, precept upon precept. You're causing her to grow in the knowledge of God. Oh, Rabasiki Alabakasandara. Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Filling her up, Father. Fill her up with power, 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 fire, and power in the name of Jesus. Oh, fill her up, Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching her with your mighty hand. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you thanks and praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We release your anointing, Father, right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Rabba, the heaviness has to go in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you reveal your plan and your purpose. Fill him up, Father. Fill them up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for reconnecting them with your vision. Hallelujah. Oh. If you've ever wondered why people fall, it's just the power. Hallelujah.